at 1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. This is Jay here with you until 10 p.m. Thanks for joining me. And on this rainy night, what we're doing tonight is we're having a show. So frequent listeners of the show will know that I've had several shows devoted to books that I've read about certain albums from the 33 and a third series. And tonight is no exception. We're having another one, this time devoted to the Suburbs, the book about devoted to the Arcade Fire record of the same name. And so what's going on is that, so I read the book, or at least most of it, and so we're going to play every track from the record as well as some of the other tracks from other artists that influenced Arcade Fire. And there's an interesting tie-in with the movie Boyhood, which has Richard Linklater film that was nominated for Oscars. It won a few years ago, and there's a tie-in there with that film, which I actually re-watched for the first time last night. So, and there's some interesting songs there, including one of the Arcade Fire tracks from the Suburbs. So there's a nice little connection there. So we might play some tracks from that soundtrack as well. So that's what's in store. Should be very exciting. I can't believe it. We're here, and it's just terrific. I'm looking forward to it all day. And here we are with the title track from the Suburbs from Arcade Fire, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Sweet.
New Order with Love Vigilantes from Low Life, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Arcade Fire with Ready to Start from the Suburbs. Talking Heads, Creatures of Love from the Little Creatures record. No, I was looking for that song and I thought for sure it was called Little Creatures, but then I was like, oh, I'm not finding it. It must be something else. Creatures of Love is actually what it's called. The Suburbs, the title track from the record we are profiling tonight, and it's also discussed and broken apart and sliced and diced in this record, or in this 33 and third series volume devoted to the Suburbs by Arcade Fire, the Grammy, the winner of the best record of 2011. And in fact, it was Ready to Start that closed the Grammy ceremony in 2011, which is a little ironic, of course. But also maybe one of the, I can't think of any other rock bands that actually won Grammys at the Grammys recently. I mean, certainly now the scene is all pop, and it seems like it's very hard for a band, any kind of rock band, to make any kind of headway, especially at the Grammys. I didn't see that many nominated this past go-round. So it's sort of like an interesting little relic as well. And of course, the band themselves, they really wear their heart on their sleeve, their hearts on their sleeve. It's, the songs are so emotional, and they are really connecting with an audience. I think that's probably part of why they were able to get a Grammy that year. Up next, we're going to hear Modern Man from the record. There are actually 16 tracks on it, so there's a lot to get through. This is from the Suburbs, Modern Man, from Arcade Fire, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, The Cure. With Like Cockatoos. I had to get that in there with all the strings and the cockatoo, the electronic cockatoos, whatever that sound is, from Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. And this is our show devoted to Arcade Fire's The Suburbs. As prior to that, we heard Rococo. And then prior to that, it was the Pixies with Debaser. It seems like the Pixies influenced everybody. That record is, if you've been a band or were in a band between like in the 90s up through today, you have to claim the Pixies as some kind of influence. Arcade Fire's Modern Man started off the set. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. So just trying to make a connection between the Arcade Fire songs and the other songs that I'm playing. I like Modern Man and the energy it has. It actually mentions that in the book, that the manic energy in Modern Man was something you might find in a New Order song. So I pieced that together with Love Vigilantes, which you heard in the previous set. And then we had Debaser with Rococo. So it's kind of like they each kind of reference very pretentiously like some kind of like European art movement. So to get those two together, Debaser is all about like Salvador Dali and this weird film, Un Chain Andalou, that he made in like the 30s or something. Had to do with like slicing up eyeballs. So there you go. There's that. And then we had Like Cockatoos. I had to get that in because of the violins and everything else. And not only because of the violins in Rococo, but also because of the violins in our next song, which is Empty Room from The Suburbs, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I was born from original sin, and if I had a dollar bill for all the things I've done, there'd be a mountain of money pile up to my chin. Hey! Told me strong, she said, be true to yourself and you can't go wrong. But there's just one thing that you must understand. You can fool with your brother, but don't mess with a missionary man. Don't mess with a missionary man. Don't mess with a missionary man.
Chiang Ching's is blue. They all have hills to fly them on, except for Lin Taiyu. Dressing up in costumes, playing silly games, hiding out in treetops, shouting out rude names. Tears. If looks could kill, they probably will. In games without frontiers, war without tears. Games without frontiers, war without tears.
Peter Gabriel, Games Without Frontiers. I took that from the Shaking the Tree 16 Golden Greats collection. And before that, we had Arcade Fire with City with No Children, Missionary Man from the Eurythmics off the Revenge record, and it was Arcade Fire's Empty Room that started things off. Everything from Arcade Fire from the Suburbs, this great record that was written about in the 33 and the Third series by Eric Eilstein, a fine writer, and Arcade Fire really digs deep into the suburbs, what it means to live there, and the different stories of people who have lived there. And this in particular, this one, City with No Children, is about the loss of innocence or the loss of your childhood when the child in you dies and you finally grow up. There's like some heavy stuff in here, of course, and that's how they roll, Arcade Fire. But I mean, the songs are brilliant, and I liked even their first record, Funeral, which actually, it's interesting is that this writer, Eric Eilstein, spends a lot of time talking also about Funeral and Neon Bible, the other record in between Funeral and the Suburbs that Arcade Fire has put out. So there's a lot of that. And I also want to mention that I put in Peter Gabriel because the Arcade Fire covered that song as well. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me about midway through the show right now. And we're going to continue on. This one is going to be another track from the Suburbs. This is Half Light 1, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
You step on the stair. We spoke of was and when, although I wasn't there. He said I was his friend, which came as some surprise. I spoke into his eyes. I thought you died alone a long, long time ago.
Thank you.